5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the economy. More warning signals out there. Federal Reserve Bank continues to talk tough about bringing inflation under control, and the markets, investors, seem to have faith in the Fed's ability to bring it down to its target rate of 2% and then keep it there for the next 30 years. Here is a dose of reality for you so that you're prepared for what's coming. For all the tough talk about bringing inflation to heel and keeping it at a manageable 2% rate, the Federal Reserve's plan is not going to be enough. The Federal Reserve Bank has been raising interest rates by 0.75 basis point the last couple of meetings. That's 0.75 percentage point. But pushing it to a proposed 3 or 4% rate will not bring 8.5% inflation under control. If you look at all the Fed tightening cycles, the times when they've raised the federal funds rate, which is the interest rate that the Fed charges its member banks, since 1973, the Federal Reserve has never stopped tightening or raising rates before the Fed funds rate was higher than the CPI. Now, again, the consumer price index now at 8.5%. So raising rates to 3 to 4%, not going to work. Bear in mind also that even bringing it up to 9% or 10% won't work because the actual consumer price index, if you figure it the way it was calculated back in the 1970s, before the federal government decided to start tinkering with the formula, suggests that the federal funds rate would need to be raised to 17% to have the needed effect on inflation. Now, while the 3 or 4% rate obviously not going to bring inflation under control, it will pop the bubble of the economy, which is built on easy money and credit, debt. We're already seeing it. United States economy, based on the traditional definition of a recession, is already in recession despite the protests, contrary by the White House spokespersons. But there are some experts now looking at this who are saying we are headed for the worst of both worlds. In other words, high inflation and recession, or what they call stagflation. Not bringing this to you to sound an alarmist tone, but just so you're prepared for what lies ahead. Topic number 4, that could lead to this, what some are calling a tsunami of shutoffs. At least 20 million American households, that's about 1 out of 6, behind on their power bills as electric rates continue to rise in what is being called the worst ever crisis in late utility payments. This is according to Bloomberg News, citing data from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, or NEADA, which says electricity prices have increased substantially since 2020 after about 10 years of flat utility rates. This steep rise in electricity prices has led to thousands of homeowners, or millions of homeowners, being thousands of dollars behind on their bills. Across the country, power companies are reporting a surge in non-payment customers. In California, PG&E said there's been a 40% jump in the number of residential customers behind on their payments since February of 2020. New Jersey's Public Service Enterprise Group said customers at least 90 days late have risen 30% since March of this year alone. Low-income Americans are tapped out. They've maxed out credit cards, run through their savings, and whatever wage gains they've gotten are now being eaten up by inflation. The sugar rush of the stimulus checks sent out for COVID relief, that's already passed through the economic system here in the U.S., and now comes the crash that follows the sugar rush. It may only be a matter of time before the Biden administration starts sending out stimulus checks to help with electricity bills, which then means more money in circulation, which then adds fuel to the fire of inflation. Topic number 3, blackouts in Scandinavia. Finland should be prepared for rolling outages this winter in case of shortfalls in electricity supply. This warning is coming from the Finnish power grid operator on Tuesday. Yet another warning from a European nation in the wake of the shutoff of gas supplies from Gazprom, Russia's energy giant. In Finland's case, Gazprom stopped gas deliveries in May after, and this, by the way, follows shutting off gas to Poland and Bulgaria. The halt of Russian supply followed, came a day after Finland and Sweden formally applied to join NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Russia had warned them not to do it. Finland gets about 70% of the gas it uses from Russia, but the Finns are in pretty good shape compared to, say, Germany, because only about 5% of Finnish electric capacity depends on natural gas. However, the electric shortage may result in Finland's neighbors pulling electricity from Finland's generating capacity to make up for their shortfalls. Case in point, Norway, considering limiting its electricity exports because of the drought in Western Europe. They're looking at reservoirs that power their hydropower plants, hydroelectric generation. If those reservoirs drop to critically low levels, Norway wants to keep its electricity inside its borders to prevent power shortages and also a rise in domestic electricity prices. Norway's neighbors in Finland, Sweden, and Denmark calling on Norway to change those plans. The bottom line here is the geopolitical game being played by Russia with its natural gas exports is leading to two probable outcomes in Europe. Number one, an imminent recession. That's almost guaranteed. But number two, as European nations fight over electric capacity, electricity in the grid, a rise in nationalism, a return to nationalism, Finland first, Norway first, over loyalty to NATO or the European Union. Topic number two, Big Brother at the FBI. FBI whistleblowers have come forward to Congress to describe improper politicization of investigations ranging from the January 6th protests to more than two dozen parents who were categorized as domestic terrorists because they questioned COVID policies at their local school districts. This is according to Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio. He's the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee. Jordan said his legal staff has heard from a total of 14 FBI whistleblowers so far, and all are raising the same concern about the Bureau's conduct. Agents say, according to Jordan, just how political things have gotten. But really, this isn't new. The FBI has a history of politicizing its investigatory capacity, going back to FDR, really. The FBI has been weaponized against opponents of the party in power for decades. Nixon got caught at it, but in his case, it was only a problem because he was a Republican. Lyndon Johnson, well known for using the FBI to investigate political opponents, including guys like Hubert Humphrey. And this was after Johnson had already declared he wasn't going to run for president in 1968. It's well known the FBI spied on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 60s. So this is nothing new. This is human nature. Human governments have been doing this since the beginning of recorded history and probably before. What's really amusing are seeing progressives who were the targets of the FBI 50 years ago now declaring that any questioning of the Bureau's integrity is tantamount to insurrection. Just remember, we are citizens first and foremost in a kingdom. Human governments come and go, and the Lord raises up kings and tears them down again. Our mission as ambassadors for our King is to witness and to bring people into the kingdom on his behalf. And we can do that regardless of which power sits in control of the Oval Office. Coming up, a virtual rapper gets canceled. That's next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750 4985.
Item number one today, Raging Against the Machine. In this case, an AI-powered rapper who was signed to a recording contract by Capitol Records. So Capitol has now severed ties with an artificial intelligence-powered rapper days after the release of his first single. There was a backlash against the artist, claiming that he perpetuated racist stereotypes. The artist, pictured on the screen, called FN Mecca, became the world's first augmented reality music artist to be signed to a major record label earlier this month. Released his first single called Florida Water on August 12th. The single featured a Fortnite gamer named Klix and Atlanta rapper Gunna. This AI artificial artist already has 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, 10 million followers on TikTok. He doesn't exist. He is an AI creation. But his posts offended some because users on social media pointed out discomfort with the way FN Mecca is displayed, claiming that this amounts to digital blackface, saying that his posts on Instagram and TikTok trivialized incarceration and police brutality. In other words, using the experience of members of the black community for profit. I think the real transgression here was that it became widely known that the team that created the AI, which sampled the work of actual rappers, human rappers that is, and then remixed it into sort of a artificial rapper AI smoothie sort of thing. It turned out that the team that created this artist, none of them are black. In a statement, Capitol said, "We offer our deepest apologies to the black community for our insensitivity in signing this project without asking enough questions about equity and the creative process behind it," end quote. But again, just think about how ridiculous this is. This character doesn't even exist. The output of this character was based on an AI taking in data in the form of input from actual human rappers and then regurgitating an artificially created simulation based on that input. And that's not woke enough for today's woke world. We have gone so far from reality that our reality is like a parody of itself. In fact, our reality is now like a long-running, never-ending episode of Black Mirror, which is that science fiction television series about the dystopian nature of our digital world. Black Mirror being a term used to describe video screens. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Skywatch Films, our new department here at Skywatch TV that presents long-form, teachings and documentaries based on the world around us and where we stand prophetically. You find all of these available online for instant access in full HD for as little as $3. Skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the very timely and forward-looking book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. He's put out a series of these now that have very accurately foretold where we are going. Progressive Evil is the book. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, to keep mailing costs manageable, for your donation of any amount during August, we'll send you a copy of Colonel McGinnis's book. You name the price, find out more online, and donate if you're so led at skywatchtv.com/donate or by calling us at 844-750-4985. Our Skywatch TV tour of Israel coming up next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023. Sharon and I, along with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, co-hosts of Simply His, we will travel around the Holy Land teaching and preaching all along the way. Nazareth, Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, Masada, and of course some archaeological sites that most tours don't visit, like Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, and Gilgal Rephaim. You can find out more online and reserve your place at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Zev Porat joins us to talk about his brand new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. The Chaldeans, those are the people who took over Babylon around the time of Saul, David, and Solomon, and rose to power during the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And their spirit behind it, well, they were clearly very much into the occult. You can find out exactly what Zev is talking about. His research is eye-opening, and he comes at the gospel from the perspective of one who was raised as a Haredim, one of the Haredim, an ultra-Orthodox Jew. Don't miss the programs this week on Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got Roku or Apple TV, the simple thing to do is add the Skywatch TV channel or app to your set-top box, and then we'll broadcast whenever it's convenient for you. Or you could bring that program and all of our video content right into your smartphone or tablet just by adding the Skywatch TV mobile app to your device. It's absolutely free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. All of our video content, a place to donate if you're so led, calendar of our upcoming events, and news updated 3 times a week right in the palm of your hand, and it bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Take advantage of that. You'll find the link for the app stores for your device posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.